coordination exercises enhance and improve the mind-body connection. The magic of coordination exercises is that they carve out new neural pathways, making all coordination activities, including walking, much easier. The exercises today need to be done while sitting. Unlike other exercises, you cannot garden, you cannot basically exercise, you cannot cook. You really have to sit in a comfortable chair and pay close attention to the instructions. I will first explain to you in a little detail all of the movements that I'm going to suggest you make with your feet and with your hands. Once you get the movements down, we're going to basically start moving your feet and your hands in various directions, and then I'll alter the movements, challenging your brain-body connection to essentially craft out new neural connections. So let's get started. First, if you're seated now in a comfortable chair, I'd like for you to simply devote your attention to your left foot. The movements we will do with the left foot involve heel tapping. Go ahead and do that now. In other words, you're going to keep the front part of your toes on the floor, and you're going to tap with your heel. Now stop that, and we're going to literally reverse it and tap with your toes. So your heel is on the ground, and you're now tapping on the ground with your toes. Another movement with the left foot will be to swing your heel back and forth. With your toes then firmly fixed on the ground, simply swing your left heel now to the right and to the left. You're just basically moving it, shifting it between the right and the left as fast or as slow as you would like. And we're going to do the very same thing with the toe. So now plant your left heel on the ground, lift up your toes on your left foot, and swing your toes from left to right. Again, swing them as fast or as slowly as you would like. Now, put your left foot on the ground. Again, you're seated, and so you want to be as comfortable as possible. Focus your attention now on your right foot. The movements on the right foot, of course, are precisely the same as the movements that I just gave you instructions for on your left foot. So there's the heel tap. Go ahead and do that now with your right foot. You're going to tap with your heel, which means if you're tapping with your heel, the front part of your right foot is going to have to be firmly planted on the floor or the earth. Switch that now and tap with your toe. And here, of course, your right heel is firmly planted on the earth, and you're simply tapping with your toes as if you were tapping to the beat of wonderful jazzy music. Now, plant your toes on the ground or on the earth and swing your heel of the right foot from right to left. In other words, your toes are fixed to the ground, your heel is elevated up just a bit and swinging from the right to the left as fast or as slowly as you would like. And again, the same with the toe swing. You're going to plant your right heel on the ground, lift up your front part of your right foot, and you're going to swing then your right foot from left to right. Those are all the movements of the left and the right foot that we're going to do. Of course, the real fun of it all is I'm going to begin to alter the instructions for how to move each foot so that you're going to begin to be challenged with coordinating all of these disparate and very different movements. Pay your attention now to your left hand. There are two places I'm going to ask you to place your left hand. The first place will be in front of your stomach. The second place will be on top of your head. So let's now just move the left hand down in front of your stomach And what I'm going to ask you to do as one movement is to move your left hand while positioned in front of your stomach in a clockwise circle. If you get confused about what clockwise is, literally pull your left hand out from your body just a bit and imagine that you are looking at the face of a clock. That will tell you which direction is clockwise. So literally you're going to move your left hand in circles in a clockwise direction. I like to do this with my hand a little bit distant from my stomach, 2 or 3 inches. You may want to actually place your left hand on your stomach. In other words, actually massage your stomach in a clockwise way. Another movement for the left hand will be also a circle, but this one, of course, will be counterclockwise. So this will be in the opposite direction from the direction that I just instructed you with. And it's the same suggestion. If you get confused as we're going through all of the switches that I'm about to instruct, then just lift your hand out and imagine you're looking at a clock. And you'll note instantly what the clockwise direction is and what the counterclockwise direction is, and simply begin moving your hand in a circular fashion in the direction that I'm instructing. The last instruction will be tapping. So this is gentle tapping on your stomach. You literally, you're just going to take your left hand and very gently tap your tummy, so to speak. Not hard, of course. Very, very gently. Now, your left hand is going to do this while it's positioned directly in front of your stomach, and your left hand will also do this as it is actually positioned on top of your head. And again, you may want to actually massage the top of your head. It can feel quite yummy when you do this. Or you may want to actually lift your left hand above your head just an inch or two so that you're not actually physically touching your head. You are actually distant by at least 2 inches from the top of your head. Whichever way feels the most fun, do it that way. And finally, the instructions for the right hand are actually the very same as the instructions for the left hand. In other words, I'm going to ask you to take your right hand, and I'm going to ask you to either put your right hand on your stomach or over your head. Your right hand, if it's on your stomach, will always find a left hand that's on your head, and if your right hand is on your head, you'll always have a left hand that's on your stomach. So I'm not going to ask you to put both hands on your head or both hands on your stomach. The right hand, again, I will ask you to move in a clockwise direction or a counterclockwise direction in a circle as it is positioned right in front of your stomach or on top of your head. Those are all the movements we're going to do, and they will all be done as you are sitting in the very same position that you're sitting in now. So there's going to be absolutely nothing new that's going to happen over the course of the instructions that I'm about to give to you. The news will be each time I will ask you to shift the movements that you are currently making with either a right foot, a left foot, a right hand, or a left hand. In other words, I'll ask you to shift what you're doing while you continue the same movements with the other three appendages. In other words, you're going to always be moving your left foot or your right foot in one of the positions that I've described. You will always be moving your right hand or your left hand in one of the positions that I've just described. So you're going to be basically swinging all the appendages in one direction or another. As we begin this exercise, you may very well get very challenged with remembering what your right foot was supposed to be doing or what your left foot was supposed to be doing. Don't worry about it. It may be that you'll have to just still a foot or an arm until you get a new instruction for what to do with that particular foot or arm. Doesn't make any sense to try to move the tape back. Simply go forward. So let's go ahead and get started. Get comfortable. And get ready to have a lot of fun, because this is exactly a game that I'm guessing you probably played when you were a child. And as it turns out, this is an exercise that can have enormous benefits for coordination and for strengthening the mind-body connection. Obviously, it's non-invasive, and obviously, it's safe. So let's now start moving your left foot. And let me say again, you don't have to do these movements large. They can be very, very tiny if that's what's comfortable for you. The idea is just to move it as best you can. And even if you can't get a foot or an arm to move at all, don't worry about it. The whole idea of this is to be thinking about that movement. So if you are challenged with being able to get an appendage to move at all, or certainly to move in the direction that you like it to move, it doesn't matter a flip. The truth is that simply using your mind, you are carving out and creating new neural pathways that will enable that appendage to move in the way that you would like it to move in the future. Focus now your attention on your left foot, and let's get started. I want to ask you first, with your left foot, to begin tapping your heel. Go ahead and do that now. Tap your heel with your left foot. And with your right foot, add tapping your heel as well. So now you're tapping both your left foot and your right foot. This is not supposed to be strenuous physical exercise, so do it very gently and very slowly. We're not trying to run a marathon here. Now, with both feet now in action, I'd like to ask you to place your left hand over your stomach and begin moving your left hand in a clockwise direction. Making sure that it's clockwise and keeping the tapping of the left foot and the right foot to continue. And now, with your right hand, may I ask you please to place your right hand on top of your head and begin moving your right hand in a clockwise direction. If you have to look up at the face of your palm of your hand to make sure it's clockwise, this is a good time to do it. And so now you have moving both feet and both hands. The left hand is over your stomach. Your right hand is over the top of your head, either touching or not. Now please continue moving your feet and your hands exactly as I have instructed. What we're now going to do is to begin to give instructions for changing what you are doing with one appendage or another. Don't stop moving anything. Both hands and both feet need to be continue to move. Please now do a toe tapping with your right foot. No longer heel tapping, do a toe tapping with your right foot. With your left hand on your stomach, please now move that counterclockwise. With your left foot, please now tap your toes. With your right hand over the top of your head, please now switch directions and move your right hand in a counterclockwise direction. With your left hand, please now tap your stomach. Swing now the heel of your right foot back and forth, left to right. With your right hand, please now tap the top of your head. Move your right hand now in a counterclockwise circle over your head. Swing the toes of your left foot now back and forth. Your toes back and forth. Stop moving your left hand now. Swing the toes of your right foot now. Swing the heel of your left foot now, back and forth. Switch your hands now, please, and place your left hand on your head and your right hand on your stomach. Move your left hand now in a clockwise direction. Move your right hand now in a clockwise direction. Tap your right toe. Swing your right heel. Move your right hand in a counterclockwise direction. Tap your left hand. Swing your left toes back and forth, left and right. Tap the heel of your right foot Move your left hand in a counterclockwise direction. Tap your right hand. Swing your right toe back and forth. Tap your left heel. Switch your hands now, the right back up to the head, the left back over on your stomach. Move your left hand in a counterclockwise direction. Move your right hand in a counterclockwise direction. Tap your left toe. Move your left hand in a clockwise direction now. Swing your left heel. Move your right hand in a clockwise direction, in a circle. Tap your left hand. Tap with your right hand. Tap with your right foot. On your heel. Tap with your left foot on your heel. Tap the toe of your left foot. Tap the toe of your right foot. Move your left hand in a clockwise direction. Move your right hand in a clockwise direction. Stop moving your left foot. Stop moving your right hand. Stop moving your right foot. Stop moving your left hand. Be completely still now. With your mind's eye, watch all of the new circuits being created now in your body. As the connection between your mind and all of the muscles and tissues of your body are being rejuvenated and regenerated. When we ask our body to do something it's not used to doing, it will regenerate. May your balance, may your mobility, may your centeredness, may your groundedness be markedly enhanced as a result of doing this very short 25-minute fun coordination exercise. You, of course, can redo this as many times as you are called to do so. Have fun each time. Never beat up on yourself for having difficulty following the instructions, even though you may not be able to move a foot or an arm in the direction as instructed. Your body is still crafting those new connections simply because you are thinking about doing it. May you have a joyful, coordinated, and delightful week. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.